This is Candace Michelle with another Our Community podcast for KCIW, your community radio station. You know, summertime is my very favorite time of year, especially here in Curry County. There's so much to do with festivals and parades just about every weekend. And what event is complete without those beautiful restored cars? You know, even if you're not into vintage cars, you have to be impressed by the gleam and flash as they rumble or purr down the street. My guest today is Jim Haggerty from the Curry County Cruisers. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Hi, Candace. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good, good.
Now, before we begin to talk about the Cruisers, I'd like to know a little bit about you. You know, where did you grow up? What did you do with your life before you came here? You know.
Well, I'm originally from, I've always spent all my life in Oregon that I want to talk about anyway. I was actually born in California, but my parents relocated to Oregon when I was about 18 months old.
So
I consider myself a native.
Yeah.
And I worked in the Portland area all my life. I had my own machine shop for 37 years.
Wow.
And we retired in April of 2014 and moved to Brookings. We had been a part-time resident of Brookings since 2012, coming over once or twice a month if we could get away. And we just fell in love with the area. So the minute we signed the papers when we sold the shop, we were loading up the trailer and headed this direction.
Everybody loves it here, you know?
We haven't looked back.
What kind of a machine shop? What were you doing?
High-volume precision machining.
Okay.
We had cam-driven machines and some numerically controlled machines. We didn't do onesie-twosies or make one part or two parts. We typically did the high-volume work for companies. The dental equipment manufacturers, IBM, a lot of computer work, and this sort of thing.
Wow. So you obviously fell in love with the area and decided to be here, but how did you get interested in cars? How long has that been going on?
Well, I've been interested in cars basically all my life. When you're our age, you know, you grew up in the days of the hot rods and the drive-ins.
That's right.
And, you know, kooky, lend me your comb.
Yes.
You know, then we, of course...
Oh, we are dating ourselves,
aren't we? Yeah, we are dating ourselves, yeah. But you know, there was a hiatus when I started raising a family, so you couldn't afford to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But when the kids got older and we started having a little bit more expendable income, if you will, I kind of got back into restoring old cars because I've always loved to do that. And it just continued. And it's kind of gone from a hobby to a sickness now. But
it is
a lot of fun. And throughout the times that I worked and had my own business, I worked 6-7 days a week and I would work 12 or 14 hours a day and never really had a chance to drive the cars like I wanted to. So that was one of my goals. Was when I retired, moved over here, I was gonna, take the time to, to go out and enjoy, my hobby. And so one of the first things I did when I decided we were gonna move over to Brookings was go online and find out who the local car club was, if there was any. And that's when I found the Curry County Cruisers.
Excellent. Now, tell me a little bit about restoring cars. What do? You sort of find an old car that
you can go from one extreme to the other. You can find a car that's in really good shape and you want to leave it original and you can just clean it up, repaint it, change the tires or wheels or whatever. Or you can go more towards the modified version of the cars where you spend a lot more money and update, the running gear and the engines and the transmissions and this sort of thing. I personally have gone more towards the modification or street rod type of the cars where I have the older cars with the later model running gear, updated engines, et cetera. So it, but we have people in our car club that have all stock original cars from the 60s that have never even been repainted.
Wow.
We have car club members that are into the import cars versus American cars. So we're an open car club with a number of different varieties and types of cars. Which makes it even more interesting when you come to one of our car shows is you get a chance to really see a variety of cars.
So it sounds to me like it's a fairly expensive hobby, or it certainly could be a fairly expensive hobby if you...
It could be extremely expensive,
yeah.
Depending on how much work you do yourself.
Right.
And how much you, what do you really want to do with the car?
Right.
Some people are happy with a car they're happy with one car, and they're happy just to keep it running and keep it shiny. Currently I have 5 old cars.
I was just going to say, I don't think you're one of them.
No. My wife is actually would like to have her parking spot back in the garage. Actually.
Oh, Lord.
So,
So what kind of cars do you have?
Well, my wife has a little red 1929 Ford Roadster that has an updated engine and transmission and rear end. It's a very nice car. I'm currently working on a 1934 Dodge that I purchased that's going to be street rotted, but it's, you know, I the third time I drove it, I had an electrical fire in it and burned up the wiring, so we're rewiring the car. I have a 38 Chevrolet four-door sedan that's a blue and white car that's has all updated late model running gear in it. And then we have a 57 Ford hardtop and a 69 Mercury Cougar.
Oh, boy.
So it's, you know, I have a few too many.
Yeah. No, you can never have too many. So tell me about the Curry County Cruisers. You came here in 2013?
Yeah, well, when we were coming over originally, it was part-time, and the Cruisers have their meetings the second Sunday of the month every month. And so a lot of times when I would only come over once or twice, I wouldn't always make the meetings. But when I moved over here full-time in April of 2014, I became a lot more active in the car club. The Curry County Cruisers was actually founded in the Brookings area in 1987 by Doug and Dottie Doans, who still live here in Brookings.
Huh.
They don't attend many of the meetings because Doug is in his 90s.
Wow.
But he still has a really nice 56 Ford Thunderbird and a couple of Model A Fords that he still works on out in his garage.
No kidding.
So he's still here. So the Curry County Cruisers have been in the area a long time. And I think over the years, they've earned a very good reputation. They were a smaller club when I first came in than they are now. One of my goals, I was elected president in 2014. I don't know whether it's because I was a new guy in town or whether I was just lucky, but...
Well, I have to tell you that often happens to new people.
It's just like I figured if I didn't miss any meetings, I wouldn't get elected.
Yeah.
But I ended up going to meetings and got elected anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the club currently has grown to, we just had our 60th member join the club.
Wow.
And that's up from about 16 members in 2013.
No kidding.
So the club is realizing a lot of growth, but we're...
That's less than 2 years.
Yeah, it's less than 2 years. It is.
But wow.
We've become a lot more active in the community. Mm-hmm. One of my goals was to finally have an opportunity to drive the cars and go out and have some fun because I had the time to do so. And the club did a car show on Memorial Day, the Azalea Festival show,
mm-hmm.
and they've been doing that show for almost 20 years, and it grew from a small show to a show now that runs an average of 150 people or 150 cars, so it's grown fairly significantly mm-hmm. over the years, and then the club also helped put on the MDA show on Labor Day over at Lucky 7 Casino. That's the Muscular Dystrophy Association car show.
Mm-hmm.
And the club helped with that show by helping them park the cars, helping them work in the tents and sell tickets and this sort of thing.
So the cars were coming from over?
Yeah, it was advertised and promoted by somebody other than the Curry County Cruisers.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we just, you know, we being a local club, helped them with that event. Mm-hmm. And those were the two events that we did prior to my being elected. And then... one of the things we wanted to do was, to become a little bit more active and drive the cars. And we were approached by the tourism committee and asked if we would consider putting on an event uptown during the weekend of the Kite Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Because so much of the traffic and the people were all down at the port and nobody was up here.
Right.
So last year, we had our first annual cruise to the coast. And we drew 70 cars, probably 35 or 40 of them from in the valley.
No kidding.
From Grants Pass and Medford and this sort of, And so it was pretty successful for the first year. And
Where was it?
It was right here on Frontage Road, right by Evergreen Bank.
I remember seeing it.
And it'll be across the street, across actually a U.S. Bank building and...
That's a nice big...
Oil Can Henry's lot this year.
That's a nice big parking lot.
So it'll be a nice show this year.
Great.
And we'll have live music and entertainment.
Are you expecting the same number? Or?
The pre-registration looks like it's going to be about the same.
Okay, great.
A lot of it depends on the weather in the valley. If it's going to be really, really hot over there, it has a tendency to bring a lot more people over.
Yeah.
If the weather,
and it has been really,
It has
really
been really hot.
Yes.
So we're seeing pre-registration, a lot of them from... Grants Pass, Medford, Shady Cove, over in that area. So they're just kind of looking for a weekend to escape the heat.
Right.
And it does help that the Kite Festival is in town on the same weekend because it gives them other things to do as well.
Right, exactly.
But then last year we were asked to partake in the Festival of Lights or the concert in the park, which was the the light festival.
Right.
And so we helped with stringing the lights for the light show for Christmas time. The club bought a lighted display, and we had a display in the park.
And what was your display?
It was a little Model A Ford pickup truck with Santa Claus driving it and a Christmas tree in the back.
I remember that. That was
And the tires
beautiful.
Went around, and,
yes.
and it was kind of cute. It was a small
was
one, but it's a start.
That was great.
And
I loved it.
Then we had the Seaview Senior Center. They put on a little event called the Fabulous 50s. They have event nights once a month. And last year, they contacted me and asked me if there's any way that a couple of the cars could come up because, you know, they're seniors. They'd love to see the old cars, but many of them, because they're in walkers or wheelchairs and they're just old and don't have the way to get down, they don't get a chance to see the old cars, and they knew that they would really love to see them.
Yeah, because that would be part of their history,
right? Oh, yeah,
right?
It was really part of their history.
Yeah.
And so we brought it to the club and asked them, and we ended up with about 15 or 16 cars driving up to the senior center.
No kidding.
And we parked all the cars along the sidewalk, and and they put an envelope on under everybody's windshield wipers, and all of the seniors had a little ticket, and they got to put the ticket in the envelope of the car they liked the best.
So they were voting.
They were voting, yeah.
That's
and they walked
great.
Up and down the sidewalk, and they looked at the cars, and you could hear them say, "Oh yeah, we came across down Route 66 when one of those things in 1947 and this sort of thing." So it was a lot of fun, and because of that, it was such
and
a good time.
And what a really nice thing to do for them.
Yeah, and it was rewarding.
Yeah.
And so they've asked, because it was so successful, they said that they'd like to make it an annual event and ask us if the club would host that show from here on out, which the club we're more than willing to jump on that.
Right.
So, that added one more event to the venue. And then we were asked if we would put on a show and shine, which is a show and shine is different than a car show because it's free. We don't sell tickets. We don't have a lot of to do. We just basically show up in the cars and wipe them down so they're all shined up and sit back in our lawn chairs and enjoy the day. And we were asked to do that in conjunction with the final show last year at the Concerts in the Park, where they had the Hot Rods was the band playing.
Right.
Which was 50s and 60s rock and roll music, which
is perfect.
Which is perfect. And,
yeah.
It turned out to be one of the better events of the year, the highly attended events. And whether it was because of the band or whether it was because it was the finale or because the cars were there, nobody really knows. But
I think it was probably a good combination.
It was a good combination of both. So we've been asked to come back this year.
Excellent.
Which we will.
Excellent.
And the Windchuck Fire Department has invited us out to their annual barbecue fundraiser. To put on a show and shine for people to do while they're out there
and
doing barbecue chicken.
When is
and
that?
That is September 13th.
Okay.
That's usually
you guys are going to be just hopping.
Well, we stay very busy, and it's fun because that's what a lot of us like to do. And the majority of what we do is community-orientated. We do have an opportunity every once in a while to just get together and take off for dinner someplace or take off for a ride. But last year was our club picnic, and we were trying to figure out where to have it. And that was on September 12th, and we got the call from Azalea Festival, or Azalea, the concert in the park, asking us to come out there, and it was a unanimous decision to take our sack lunches over to there instead of having a picnic out at Loeb Park or someplace.
That's great.
So that worked out very good. And, this year we're going to be participating in the Wild Rivers Music Festival. We've been asked to take over the 8th annual Brew and Art Fest car show in Gold Beach.
Wow.
So, we're a very busy club. And all of the monies that we raise on any of these events, all the club keeps is just enough to, update our signage and do a few things for the club. We don't have a clubhouse. We have our meetings at the Oceanside Diner, who was very gracious. They shut the restaurant down for us so that we have...
Oh.
A full restaurant, and they have a special lunch menu for us.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So that works out good. So we donate a lot of money and time to local businesses and community service organizations that need help.
Now, I don't think that's something that most people know.
Well, we don't really make a big fanfare out of it. It's kind of, you know, we're kind of quiet about it. But, you know, we...
What's your favorite?
Well, the club's main organization that we basically contribute the most to is the Community Service Food Bank.
Oh.
And every Wednesday night we have an event at Les Schwab from 7 to 9. It's an open car show. And all we ask is a donation of 2 cans of food or $2.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't monitor it. If you don't have your food or you don't have your $2, you want to park your car,
right?
No, go ahead and park your car.
Right.
And every event that the Curry County Cruisers puts on, we have a donation bucket there or basket for food for the food bank. So we estimate that last year we probably gave between 700 and 800 pounds of food to the food bank just off of those little events.
Wow.
And
that's
then
a significant amount.
It adds up.
Yeah, it does.
And then we donated $1,250 to them in November as a cash donation. So that probably gives them $3,000 worth of buying power.
Wow.
We made a fairly significant donation to the senior center
mm-hmm.
here in Brookings. They lost their funding, their state funding, or federal funding for the food program for you know,
which
lunches for the elders.
Incredible right? to me. I can't understand.
Couldn't. You know, we had never in the past donated money to the senior center until
mm-hmm.
this came up and we read about it in the paper. And
mm-hmm.
and we have a lot of seniors in our club that
right.
you know go over there for their lunches and stuff.
Right.
So that was one of the organizations that got a fairly significant donation last
mm-hmm.
year. The Oasis Shelter for Abused and Battered Women and Children
mm-hmm.
in Gold Beach,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, is the only organization of its kind in the entire Curry County.
Is that right?
They're the only ones. That's the only place that there is in the entire Curry County for abused and battered women and children to seek refuge.
Wow.
And they were, you know, they're having a pretty tough time of it because it's all donations.
Yeah.
And I've met a young lady that works... Well, she does a lot of donation and she donates a lot of her time for various organizations, and she helped us with the teenage side of the car show. And she donates a lot of her time to the Oasis Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to her, and we made a very significant donation to them last year as well. And actually, when I called them up to talk to them about making the donation, they had just come out of the meeting, and this was in November. And we told them that we were going to make a $750 donation to their organization. I mean, the lady on the other end, her voice was actually cracked because they had just come out of a meeting trying to figure out what they could do to put on a Christmas program for the children because they were just low on funds. And so this just came at a perfect time for them. So
you guys were sort of Santa Claus.
Yeah, we were kind of Santa Claus last year.
I love
really kind
that.
Of cool. Yeah, yeah.
That's and great.
We also donated money to the... Union Gospel Mission
mm-hmm.
to help feed and clothe the homeless and the hungry people in the area.
Mm-hmm.
We make donations to the VFW.
Hmm.
We sponsor a couple of the flags for the Boy Scouts of America for the Avenue of Flags program. When you go down Brookings Harbor during the major holidays every year and you see the flags flying, we make a sponsorship donation every year to help keep those flags in good shape
mm-hmm.
or to fix them, repair them, or replace them if they're tattered
right.
or torn.
Right.
So we spread the money around to a number of organizations, and I don't think people really are aware of what the club does. You know,
no,
a lot of people,
I certainly haven't been
aware. We're not just a bunch
I
of old guys.
I thought you were just a bunch of
guys that sit around the garage. Yeah, that sit around the garage and get greasy and work on cars
right.
and tell stories.
Right.
And we do a fair amount of that.
Right.
But we also are very involved in other things, and our car club. When I say we have 50 to 60 members, that's not just individuals, that's families.
Wow.
So when we say we have a membership of 50, that's typically about 100 because our spouses are very active in the club as well. They do a lot of the work behind the scenes. They do a lot of the administrative work.
Mm-hmm.
They help us with the shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family organization. It's family run. We come from I'm pretty old and set in my ways and been this way for years, and so are many of our members. And we have a great mix of people with various backgrounds and various skills. And so it makes for a very diverse organization with one common goal, and that's we all like cars.
And that's really great because
a lot of us are very
you got a lot of different skills there and, a lot of different interests.
It's
great.
We do have fun. People participate with a smile on their face. You know, we have members that are very, very active that come to every meeting and donate for anything that they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And we have other members that can make it to one meeting a year because of their, whether it be their health or whether it be their background
right.
or their work schedule, whatever
right.
it may be.
Right.
So, I mean, we welcome them all. You can
yeah.
do what you want to do. But our annual dues are $25. You know, and for me, $25 to join an organization that does what we do.
It's nothing.
And to be part of an organization like the Curry County Cruisers.
Yeah.
For $25, it's a deal.
Yes,
but I just don't think people really realize who we are or what we do.
I'm pretty sure they don't. I mean, I didn't have any idea.
No, no.
You know,
I'm very proud to be a member of the Curry County Cruisers, to be
yeah,
honest with you.
And you should be. You've got a newsletter going out?
We have a newsletter that goes out to all of our club members
mm-hmm.
Every month after the meeting. It's basically an update. It's just like reading the minutes, although...
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time our meetings might have 20 or 25 members, because some people work on Sundays, some people can't quite make it, they're on vacations, et cetera.
Right.
So we keep them informed as to what's going on, what we want to vote for. We'll have a tip, you know, we'll have an interim if something comes up in the middle of the month that we need to make a decision on. We see an article in the paper where somebody needs help, for example.
Right.
This year, when the article came out in the paper, about the VFW and the fireworks,
mm-hmm.
You know, that they needed the money, they were short on money, and it was going to have to come out of their pockets, et cetera. We had, you know, typically we make our donations in October or November after the season is over.
Right.
When we know what we have left in our kitty and we know
right.
what we can do for our disbursements. But we had a meeting and we brought it up about the VFW, and the club unanimously voted to cut a check for $500 to the VFW this year.
Wonderful.
To help them with the fireworks display.
Yeah. Excellent.
So, you know, we look and we react to
mm-hmm.
The needs of the community. We try very hard. Well, actually, it's really an unwritten rule that we do not donate to individuals.
Mm-hmm.
We donate to organizations and then
yep.
let the organizations donate or dole
right.
to those that need it. This kind of avoids a lot of controversy.
Right.
But
right.
we are still a club, and we take care of our own. We also had a young one of our members who's early 40s, and she has two teenage daughters and a son, and she's just one of the most active, nice, bubbly people you'd ever meet. And she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she had the surgery, and it metastasized, and she's having to go through a lot more surgeries. She couldn't work anymore because of the issues with that, and she was having a hard time.
Right.
So the club basically bought the pink ribbons that said, you know, Curry County Cruisers Team Paula, and we had individual donations to try to help her.
Mm-hmm.
And the club donated over $1,500 to help her,
great.
Her out because she is a club member.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
you know, that wasn't a club donation, that was an individual donation,
yeah.
but it also shows... that there's some compassion in the club, and you know, we do take care of our own as well. So it's a great organization.
Yeah,
it's just,
yes,
and
exactly.
there's a lot of people that are very, very giving. It's a very generous, membership.
Now, I just want to talk about the cars just a little bit more.
Sure.
So I don't see you guys out in the winter very much. It's weather related,
well,
you don't want to be.
It is weather. I mean, the cars were made to drive in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
But in the winter, a lot of the cars don't have the updated, defroster, so to speak. So you have a lot of issues. You have the old vacuum windshield wipers that only work when you're decelerating, not accelerating. So when you're going up a hill, you can't run your wipers. When you're going down a hill, they go like mad. So
you're kidding.
But for some parts of it is. In my own personal, speaking for myself, when I drive it in the rain, I can go home and wipe it down. But my 38 Chevrolet, for example, the firewall is all cleared and painted. It's all chrome. It has a chrome oil pan. It has a chrome cover over the transmission. The fender liners inside, it takes me hours and hours and hours to clean the car underneath.
Really?
Not just wipe the outside down. So it's more of an issue of having to clean the car after
uh-huh.
after a rain. And then some of the older cars, because of the weather stripping and because the old Model A's and stuff had the cloth tops and the wood, they leak.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
that would be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, there are still some people with some of the newer cars that will drive them in the rain.
Uh-huh.
I've driven them in the rain if I'm caught in the rain, but if I know it's going to rain, typically I'll try to find a car that, that I can take out without having to worry about it. So,
now, does the salt in the air here does it create problems?
Yes. Coming from inland, from the Portland area, and then coming here, I'm finding it much, much harder to keep my windows clean.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the chrome deteriorating faster on my cars. Mm-hmm. Right now, with some of the work I'm doing on the 34, I've got an option of going to a chrome, for example, versus a billet aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a tendency to go more to the billet aluminum because the chrome is bubbling and gets attacked by the salt.
Oh, yeah, that's not pretty.
And a lot of people are looking at stainless steel. So the salt does take its toll on the cars.
Well, I can tell it's taking a toll on my car. So
if some people will wash their car, they'll hose it off as soon as they get it home and then take it in the garage and wipe it down.
Right, right.
I live out by Whaleshead and I'm on a well and I ended up with a lot of iron. I have a lot of iron in the water, and so I end up a lot of spots all over the car. But it isn't, like I said, we can drive them in the winter sometimes, but it's just the amount of cleanup that it takes and the comfortability, because like I said, a lot of them leak.
Yeah, that wouldn't be fun.
it's my wife's Roadster. We have a top for it, but we've never had it on it since we've owned it.
Oh.
Because it's the kind of car you drive out there with the top down.
Yeah. Wow. And what fun.
Oh, they're fun. Yeah.
So, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you to either find out more about the club or to join the club or whatever, how would they go about doing that?
Well, we're on Facebook, Curry County Cruisers.
Okay.
On Facebook, we have a website. It's currycountycruisers.com.
Mm-hmm.
They can contact me by phone. I think the chamber, and a lot of companies, or not companies, but a lot of members who have got a hold of me have gotten my phone number through the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
So, it's not hard to get in touch with us.
Great.
Every Wednesday night, drive by Les Schwab. There's a way to get a hold of us. So, I could give you my phone number over the air.
You certainly can if you wish.
My phone number is area code 541-813-1214. And I'd be glad to talk to you on the phone. I can email you the applications. Very easy.
Very easy.
Like that. We have members in the car club that don't even have a classic car, so you don't need a classic car to join.
Well, that's good information.
You can just like cars, just like people who want to belong to a wonderful organization.
So there are no actual requirements.
No, there's no requirements as to what kind, type, year, make, or model of car you might have.
Right. Well, Jim, I'm very impressed. I had no idea that the Curry County Cruisers did any of this stuff. I'm amazed. I certainly have seen the cars, and that's amazing in and of itself, but all of the community work you guys do is it's remarkable and wonderful.
Yeah, well, there's one more thing that the club does, if I just might throw it in here, as long as I've got the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Is one of the things that we're trying to do is bridge the gap between us old guys and the young kids. A lot of us drive old 40 Fords and hot rods and older cars, and the kids today are driving a Honda or a Mitsubishi or something.
Right.
And we're trying to encourage the young people in the area to get involved in our hobby. And if they like cars and come see us and want some mentorship. Last year at the Azalea Festival Car Show, we had our first annual teen challenge where it was free entry for anybody under 20 years of age. We had trophies for them. They had recognition. And we wanted to promote younger people coming into the car shows to show their cars. And it was, it wasn't widely attended because it was the first year. But because of that, we got one teenage member. She was 16 years old and she liked it so well, she joined the club.
That's great.
And then this year we had our second teen challenge and there was a few more people, younger, more teens coming in.
Great.
And two more teenagers joined our car club as a result of that.
Great.
And the club, because we understand that unemployment is high in this little community, that a lot of the younger people just don't have an extra $25 to join the club. So we instituted a sponsor a teen program. So any teenager who thinks they'd like to belong to the Curry County Cruisers, we have club members standing in line to sponsor them. There's a sponsorship fee that will sponsor the children. I shouldn't call them children. They'll sponsor the teenagers until their 19th birthday.
Wow.
And when they join the club as a, being sponsored in, they get a free club hat, a free club shirt, and some window clings that says they're members of the Curry County Cruisers. So, you know, we are really encouraging and looking forward to growing the club with younger people to help keep our hobby and our sport alive.
That's excellent. Well, thank you, Jim, very much for coming on the show. I appreciate all the information and your enthusiasm, and I hope that all of you who are listening take advantage of this wonderful opportunity to either see these beautiful cars or actually join the club if you're interested in doing that. Thanks for listening. My guest has been Jim Haggerty of the Curry County Cruisers. Now, if you enjoy these podcasts, please visit our website and help us get on the air. Click on that big donate button. Any amount, large or small, will help us get our programming up on the airwaves. You will have the satisfaction of knowing that you are instrumental in bringing true community radio of, by, and for the people to our little corner of the world. Best of all, join our growing list of founding members with a tax-deductible donation of $250 or more. This is Candace Michelle for KCIW. Thank you.